Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, hello, and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best hobo, my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy, you won the internet this weekend, buddy. How are you?
I did, bud. I am the internet champion this weekend. They had a big, it was great. Rob Manfred handed, he said, hey, you are a much deserving host. Here's the trophy for winning the internet. It was fantastic.
So good, man. So good. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, now, listen. We have to address this right. We have to address the elephant in the room right away. I got Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals between the Mavericks and the Suns correct. I said it's going to be a blowout. It will be over by halftime, really over by the middle of the third quarter. And I meant to say Luka Doncic, but instead I tweeted out, and I said this on the show Friday. I said Devin Booker would score between 35 and 40 points, and the Suns would be moving on. Right, and I said Suns instead of Mavs. So I'm taking the win because I got the game right. I said blowout by halftime, really over my middle of third quarter. Steve DeSager, you know, he was there on Friday night. He knows exactly what I said. So that's exactly how I broke it down. Right, I mean, I got the game right in the end.
Well, as long as you're feeling like you did all you could. I can't imagine what it would be like to, I don't know, make that bold a proclamation and suddenly have the world decide they want to beat down on you.
Yeah.
Because really, you were not very popular, and I don't check
no.
my mentions and what we're doing a ton on Sundays. You know, day with the girls, we're hanging out. But I kept looking during the game, and every time it's like, all right, there's another 14 memos. What do we got? Some of them are idiotic things, you know, folks trying to sell me some NFTs or whatever. Fine, I'll put that on the back burner. But then others were related to show content to Friday, and I felt bad.
Yeah.
You know, I talked about the disappearing act of Chris Paul quite a bit on Thursday's show when you were out. When Rich Ornberger was in, and how I didn't expect that to suddenly fix itself just because they went home.
Yeah.
And well, here you go. You got a two really bad games.
Here's the thing.
I mean, they had their entertainment factors. Don't get me wrong.
No, but I didn't pick Phoenix to win, right? It's not like I picked them to win the NBA championship. I didn't say they're going to blow
You've
through
been
everybody.
I with them for a long time.
I didn't
time.
Say any. No. I never said I don't expect them to be challenged all the way to the championship. I never said
ever.
Things like that. No. Yeah, I did not say that. And if you find something on the internet, it's a lie. So I never
said that.
Did you erase
all those tweets
that.
Like other people do?
No,
start going back through your timeline going, oh, my God, what did I say?
This tweet is unavailable.
Walk through.
This tweet is unavailable.
Those first 12 years of Chris Paul's career, he was going to turn it all around. This was it.
His magic
moment. And because, look, everybody's been taking shots at Chris Paul like a pinata. DeAndre Ayton's sitting over there. He didn't want to come back into the damn game, and nobody's talking about him. And
no.
Monty Williams basically just said that's an internal issue, which means you got sent to the principal's office.
Well, it's not like had he kept playing, they would have won. He came out of the game, they were down by 35.
No, but just the idea. You ready to go back in? Nope.
Well, I think this is...
What do you mean, nope?
This is not my fault because I blame the media. Right? I'm going to do this now. Right? I'm going to blame the media.
Oh,
you know
nice.
Why it's the media's fault? Here's why I'm blaming the media.
Because they brainwashed you into
No. I have a legitimate beef with the media because the Suns, who I picked to win the NBA title, and I said they're going to coast. It's not going to be close. They're going to beat the Mavericks by 40 in Game 7. Yeah. This is the media's fault for not letting me know that Devin Booker was on a break with Kendall Jenner. Had I known that,
you know what?
I would have never picked the Suns.
That would have been very important on Saturday.
Yes, or Friday.
When I texted you and Frostberg that, you couldn't have responded faster going, no, wait a minute.
Yeah, you need to give me that information a few days. You can't bust that out on a Saturday afternoon. Oh, hey, yeah, the Kardashian curse is here because Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are on a break. I would have never picked the Suns. Now you understand. Oh, look at what happened to Devin Booker. He was awful the end of the series. And he said he was ready for Game 7. Oh, I can't imagine what it looked like if he wasn't actually ready for Game 7. I would have never picked the Suns. That's the media's fault. That's the media not doing their job in reporting the news so I could get it, so I could make my picks for the Western Conference Finals in Game 6 and Game 7 appropriately. That's on the media. It's not my fault. Look, I'll tell you when I should take the hit for something. Not taking it. Not my fault. The media let me down, and I still got the game right, even though I just had the teams wrong. But I had the game right. Blowout
by
halftime.
You knew they were both playing in Game 7.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to take the W on that. It's not my fault. Had I known, had the media done their jobs, I would have known more. The media has to do their job. Sports media's got to do their job, man. I mean, that's what it is right now.
Well, I mean, it really was a good going away for the fans in Phoenix in that they got to see everybody that wore a Suns uniform this year get a minute or two in the game.
Well, that is true. I think Dan Marley actually played a little bit, too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody got to come in a little bit. Eddie Johnson came out from the broadcast booth. He tried to rein some jumpers in.
Yeah,
so it really, that was one of the worst performances that you could see. And we've been, the problem is, as good as the playoffs have been overall, and as we get to the, you know, conference finals here and all the excitement, we'll break down those matchups in earnest. We've had a lot of high moments, but we've really had some pathetic, lazy, terrible efforts on the way out. Remember my fictional poll question? See how much it all got brought back in? Who would you rather have? Irving Harden or Chris Paul, and I said D, none of them. I bet you people will be rerunning those polls again because they did them, and they're like, oh, well, Chris Paul is still playing. Well, he's not anymore. So rerun him and tell me what you think after yet another disappearing act. And then there you got player crime all over the place on Twitter and on TV now. It's crazy. Guys that are still active, look what Draymond Green has wrought upon the NBA. Everybody wants to tell their truths. Hey, which guy's going to be limping coming out of this game? There's Chris Paul limping after the game. It's like, no, you can't do it. You got to bite your lip as hard as you can and not limp because there are no excuses. There are no permission slips being written this time out. This was it. It was your time. It was your opportunity. And once again, you were down. I heard all the talk today and thought pieces started making the rounds of, well, if he hadn't gotten screwed, they'd let him go to the Lakers. They didn't. So it doesn't matter. That's not part of NBA history.
You've been holding on to that for a long time, man.
No,
eight-year thing you've been holding on to.
No, I was driving around this morning, and that became one of the thought pieces. I was dropping the kids at school, and I heard a very quick blurb in reference to it, trying to do the apologist thing to it. It's like, okay, that's great. It's fantasy land. That could be winning time, the fictional season number four. Okay, what happens in the Chris Paul era? That didn't happen. So stop saying that and using that as an excuse for any of his other failures on a basketball court. He's not sad in game seven that he's not in a Lakers uniform, so he plays crappy.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match limitations. They do apply. Well, you mentioned Chris Paul, right? Because obviously he's getting all the attention for not coming through, right? He had a great first two games, playoffs, and then he had a craptastic last five games. Went from averaging 24 points a game and two turnovers to 9 points a game and four turnovers, right? What have I said about Chris Paul from the beginning? Even last
37-year-old Chris Paul.
Even last year when it was, oh, point guard, Chris Paul's right. This is how fast narratives change because people can't get past prisoner of the moment stuff sometimes. Look at Chris Paul make his way through the NBA playoffs. The Suns made their way last year because everybody got hurt, right? Every matchup they had was so fortuitous, and because Chris Paul hadn't played a lot of basketball, he was fresh up until the middle of the NBA Finals when he ran out of gas, right? What do I always say about Chris Paul? Chris Paul is great right up until the time you need him the most, and then he is not there. He is not there because he is injured. He is not there because his play becomes subpar. All the stories today about he's had five times in playoff series where he's blown a 2-0 lead. His teams have blown 2-0 leads. He is the Doc Rivers of NBA players, right? Why did I like the Suns? You like that. The Doc Rivers of NBA players.
That's good.
Why did I like the Suns in the beginning? Because I said they weren't going to have to rely on Chris Paul as much. Because the way their team has been figured out over the course of this season, they didn't need him to be that guy. They needed him to be, he could step back a little bit. He'd be able to have a little tread on his tires and have it ready for the postseason. And because you have a really good supporting cast, when it goes Ayton and Booker, with Booker and Ayton and beyond, you're okay. Now, what this series exposed is that, boy, the Suns really struggle offensively when Chris Paul isn't great. And you couldn't count on him to be great anymore because you knew he was going to hit the wall at some point. I like the Suns because I didn't think they'd use him as much. But as the playoffs went on, what did I say? Boy, my one fear about the Suns is they're really relying on Chris Paul to do a lot. He's played a lot of minutes. It's a lot for him. They're asking him to do too much. And this time he hits the wall in the middle of the playoffs. Last year, because he didn't play a lot, it was the NBA Finals. This year is the middle of the playoffs. Chris Paul is good right up until the time you need him the most, and then he is not. And that's been Chris Paul last year, this year, now, when you have some time to look back and go, boy, that run of the Suns last year, that really was fortuitous when everybody they played was hurt. And they get to the finals, they get a 2-0 lead, and they blow that too. Congratulations, Doc Rivers. And now you see the Suns here this year. Regular season excellence, it's different in the playoffs, and Chris Paul wasn't that guy that could carry them through. So, yeah, that's kind of who Chris Paul has always been. I like the Suns despite Chris Paul, and that once he took on a bigger role and they clearly relied on him way more in the playoffs than they had in the regular season, this is what happens when suddenly you can't do it anymore. When suddenly you either get old overnight or you just don't have that fast burst left, and suddenly instead of 24 a game, it's 9 again. You're not going to win those games. All right, you weren't going to win. We weren't going to win last night, but you're not going to win game 6, game 5. You are not going to win when a guy you're relying on to be that well averages 9 points and 4 turnovers a game in the last 5 games. You're not going to do it. But that is Chris Paul. That's the truth of who Chris Paul is. Last year was, oh, look at the narrative and Chris Paul, point God. Is he on the top 5 point guards of all time? I want to bring that back and see people from last year. Now, you still think Chris Paul's a top 5 point guard of all time? Let's see it. Let's see all that stuff coming out right now.
Well, I still might be excited about it. And look, it's rankings, so someone's going to put him in the top 5 just so they can argue about him and try to find the positives in the playoff collapses year after year. But look, obviously early in the series, there was the mocking tone and going after Luka's defense. What did they do? They picked on little Chris Paul, didn't they? Time and time again, and made him work. And over time, I mean, what did Pat Beverly call him? A traffic cone?
Oh, I know. Pat Bev's getting a lot of run today from all
but that's what I mean. He's one of many guys that just decided, all right, now's the time. Let's all pile on. Evidently, nobody likes Chris Paul. Just kind of, if anything, we learned anything over the last 24 hours is there are a lot of current and former players that are not big fans of Chris Paul. Add Amari Stoudemire to the Kyrie Irving and James Harden kind of things. So we got that, you know, that holy triumvirate of elder statesmen at the guard position that we're talking about. But, yeah, Devin Booker was broke. 3 of 14. Yeah, I know it's broken. 3 of 14, and DeAndre Ayton was a non-factor. Mavericks boned up on defense, came in for huge. Chris Paul disappeared. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't give Devin Booker, who was supposed to be this emerging superstar, and after he went and he did that little ball flip with Luka that made the rounds, and well, if you can read lips and saw the translations, I can't say it here on the radio. But ever since that moment, it's been a Ric Flair-inspired, now we go to school by Luka Doncic, the best player in that series, winning handily, laughing at every shot he's making, like he's beating you on the playground. It's like, God, you just can't hang with me.
Yeah. Look at this. I'm just going to do this step back and hit it. Then I'm going to walk up the court and go, hey, that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
They're like, having fun yet.
Kill him. Twitter, and how about a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts you don't need. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply, so get in the zone. AutoZone. Like I said, Chris Paul is great right up until you need him the most. Just when
Randy
I needed you
Van
most.
Andy Van Warmer.
Yes. Chris Paul looked out the window and I said out the window and I. We got more on the NBA. Mike and I are going to give you our picks for the East and Western Conference Finals. Tell you who's going to be playing in the NBA Finals. But straight ahead, we got big news in the NFL. A special guest is going to tell us what teams are in for a really rough season in the NFL. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Mic check. If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. That's discover.com/rewards. Limitations, they do apply. Be a nice night, Mike, for the NBA draft lottery, wouldn't it? Boy, this would be a great night for
no
it, wouldn't it?
No question about it.
Would it be awesome,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Be awesome. What do I say all the time? The NBA. Nope, they could make it its own show. Nope, not going to do it. Not going to jam it in
somewhere.
Here's
all the guys you've
never
heard of that are going to be big deals next month.
Yep, but let's have it. Let's have it. It'll be fine. Nope, not going to do it. We're going to just jam it in somewhere else.
You know what you can do, though? You can also put together a two-hour retrospective of all of the facial expressions of Doc Rivers, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's been gone a while, so, you know, you have to remind him of what was going on here. And, of course, everybody associated with the Phoenix Suns yesterday.
Mm. Man, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I got Jason Lock and Fora set to join us now on the hotline, CBS Sports, NFL insider extraordinaire. And he's going to break down, Mike. He's got to, now you're not going to be a fan of this, but so I'm going to break this to you before we get him. He did a column today on CBS about the five teams who are in for a world of hurt this season in the NFL. And here we are sitting in the middle of May. And on that list, the Atlanta Falcons.
Sure.
Washington Commanders.
Right. No question about it.
Houston Texans.
Okay.
Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears.
Well, Matt Nagy's gone, though.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
I was told being able to yell Eberflus was good for at least 1.5 wins. Come on, man. They're at home the whole month of December. That's got to count for something.
Jay, what do you think, man? Can you give Harmon any bit of good news? Look, if the Bears are home for all December, maybe they can change a schedule, be home for all of November and October, too. That might
Tajay
help them.
Tajay Sharp is ready.
I can tell you this. They're going to be home by 24 hours after the regular season ended. They're going to be going back to their homes or hitting the golf course or going to the Bahamas or whatever.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, Cancun it is.
Oh, man.
They might as well show up about week 8 with the garbage bags and just start, you know, slowly emptying your locker.
I don't want to bring so much home.
He's calling it Shawshank, man.
No, I didn't bring my really big car today, so I have my small car, so I'm going to go in pieces. Like, I'll get some stuff today, some stuff tomorrow. I'll finish up by the weekend, bringing everything home.
Yeah, like, you start off with a couple of, like, kitchen trash bags. You don't bring the big, hefty, you know, cinch sack. You just start off a little bit at a time, piecemeal in it. And then the heavy lift, right after Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you, fans in the NFC are happy because you got four of these teams that are on everybody's schedule going, all right, we get to play all these teams. This is going to be fantastic.
Well, I think there is an underbelly to this league, you know. And, again, I'm grading on a curve here, and I know one of you guys is happy, I guess, that the Jets, you know, nudge themselves over this very low bar to clear. And I guess I did it somewhat out of just the goodness of my heart. And,
well, thanks, buddy.
They had this draft that looks pretty good, and maybe the worst is over. And I don't completely buy the quarterback, but I think at least there's enough now around them where you can kind of say, all right, well, it either is or isn't a thing, 17 regular season games from now. But, yeah, I just kind of look at some of these teams, and I think it really starts at the top. And in this exercise, you're kind of looking like, okay, well, what are they trying to accomplish? Do they know who they are? Do they seem to have a 3 to 5 year plan with some sort of parabola where you could look at what they've done in the immediate past, where they are now, what you think they might do in the immediate future, and say, okay, I get it. I'll buy into it. Maybe it works. Maybe it won't. It's a tough league. But at least it seems to be coherent. In a lot of the teams that I focused on here, it's staccato. It doesn't really make sense who they spend on, when they spend it, where they are at certain position groups, where they are at other position groups, what they're asking of their head coach. Is he sort of miscast? What the owner has been able to accomplish, or in most of these cases has been unable to accomplish over, in some cases, a generation, in other cases, 3 to 5 years or however long they've been at the helm. I just think you kind of look at all that in its totality, and there's just a handful of teams that I'm not buying that they're getting better this year. I'm not buying that they're on an upward trajectory. I just don't see a whole lot of hope there. You know, the Lions, after what they've been through and with what they did in this draft and getting a Hutchinson and what he means to that area and how much being a Lion means to him and some of the other things they did, some of the moves they made, you know, it's like, okay, you signed those guys for 6 years. You did the golf thing to eat it for a couple of years. Some people would ding them saying they didn't take a quarterback in the draft. Look, if they didn't see the guy, where they, with all the holes they have and with next year's class looking significantly better, I'm not going to hold it against them because they're coming out of an everlasting, eternal abyss. So, yeah, I guess that's a long way of saying there's other really, really bad teams too, but I just kind of sort of am buying what they're selling, whereas I'm not sure what these teams are even really kind of trying to sell that I wrote about in this column.
I don't know. I saw a shot from the Midway Airport that still had the Bears touting Tariq Cohen, Khalil Mack, and Mitchell Trubisky in ads to buy tickets. So that tells you where you're at in the great Midwest there, Jason. How about Drew Brees leaving the broadcast booth at least temporarily and puts out the tweet that says, I could do a lot of things. Some gardening, some pickleball. Maybe I go back and play some football. Just kind of throwing that one out there like a lifeline of anybody want to see a 41-year-old guy come back and try to throw the ball?
Yeah, I look, do I think Pete Carroll and John Schneider, if Drew Brees got serious about this and Drew Brees spent the next 6 weeks, you know, out there in California with Tom House, you know, Tom Brady's throwing expert, and he threw himself mind, body, and soul back into this, like, could they and maybe Carolina work him out and see what's there? I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. But I also don't believe that that's what he's been up to. And I don't believe he's been on a TB12 type program. I think he's been wrestling with the kids in the, you know, in the living room and, you know, playing all-time quarterback in the backyard with them. But that's a far cry from the NFL. And he's been away for a while. And it was declining and had been declining pretty rapidly for years before he ultimately walked away. And Drew Brees in September of those seasons, the last few versus Drew Brees in January, man. So I don't know, but I also don't think Drew Locke's a starting quarterback, and I definitely don't think Sam Darnold's a starting quarterback, and this Baker Mayfield thing is going to be a minute, and this Jimmy Garoppolo thing is going to be a minute. So stranger things have happened. I don't know that his mind is really fully in this, though, and I think his this whole thing getting out the way it did and, you know, Drew not really being able to control the narrative or have much sort of say in it kind of put him in a position of vulnerability, the likes of which he probably hasn't been in, frankly, since, you know, he's having shoulder surgery and coming back, and people are like, can he be a starting quarterback again? So I don't know that he's going to be on an NFL roster this year. I don't know that he's willing to commit himself to what it would probably take to get on an NFL roster. But if he is, even at this age, with what he's accomplished in this league and sort of the odds that he's defied in the past, again, I'm talking about a low bar here. Could he clear the Drew Locke bar? Could he clear the Sam Darnold bar? I don't think it's impossible.
Jason Lockenfora, our guest here from CBS Sports. But let's not bury the lead on this, is that everybody I know over 40 plays pickleball.
And Drew Brees, I thought we were going to get to pickleball here. I know one person. No, actually, I probably know four to five people who play pickleball. I've never played pickleball. I've never had an inclination to play pickleball. I'm not casting aspersions on pickleball. I don't know that much about pickleball. It's kind of like baby tennis, right? You play with these rackets. It's kind of like ping pong in the within the inner circle of like a doubles court.
No, you play in it's a very small tennis court, and you play with, like, it's a little bit bigger than a ping pong battle, and you use, like, it's like a wiffle ball, except it's more solid, doesn't have holes in it. And you play doubles. And it's great because if you're over 40, you don't really need
to move.
You can just stand there and just swing. But here's how I know I'm older than I think I am, because I go, God, even that looks like it's too much. I'm not going to go do that.
So, but, like, you can, like, you're in pretty close, so can you just whip serves at people? Like, do you catch one off the ankle? Do you catch one off the knee? Or?
No, you still got to have it bounce. It's still got to bounce. And because the court is so small, you have to be able to get it over the net. And you can't just hit it really hard because it goes too far. It's just going to be out.
Yeah, then you're just going to, like, fault out or whatever.
Right. Like, for instance, you know, like, we play, like, I coach my daughter's softball team, and 2 weeks ago we played a game in Santa Monica here in L.A., and it was right next to a pickleball court, and there was a guy giving a pickleball lesson. People were taking a pickleball class.
Was it Drew Brees?
No, it wasn't. No, Drew Brees was not there.
That would have been a hot story.
Now, no, it would have been great.
If you suddenly developed a photo that had Drew Brees on a pickleball court,
hey, you could Photoshop anything winner. These days.
And you wouldn't believe, the guy was giving the lessons like it was, you're in boot camp. And this is that. And if you can't hit the ball like this, you're not going to be able to play pickleball. You got to be able to have the overhand smash at your disposal at any time. And I'm looking, and it's all, everybody is out of shape, and they're checking their phones, and they got, you know, they got the real short shorts on and the big wide floppy hats because they don't want to get sunburned. I'm going, this looks like, this is like Sandlot.
They did not know what they signed up for.
No, they didn't. The guy was just, he was just at them. He was like Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket when he's yelling at the people all through all the thing. He's going, you will need to be able to have the stamina to play on this.
Well, this court. Sounds like Venus and Serena's dad, only pickleball.
It could be. It could, you know what? I didn't look for anybody, though. I certainly didn't look for Drew Brees. So I didn't see him there, if he was there.
Wow.
Be more vigilant there, Smith.
Yeah, I guess I do. All right, so, Jay, hey, lastly here, we saw the story today about Deshaun Watson. He's going to take some of his teammates away for vacation, to especially offensive teammates, to do some things and to bond. But he's going to meet with the NFL. We've heard, and we know for a long time, suspension is likely. We've heard six games getting thrown around. What are you hearing? What could happen here?
Well, I mean, it's part of the process. I know some people have sort of jumped to the conclusion, well, because this is happening, we might get some closure soon. I don't know many cases where the league comes out before people have even had, when you're talking about something of this magnitude, and we're not even to mandatory minicamp yet, and the league is quick to say 4 months before games are played, yeah, we don't have all the details, and there's still all these pending civil cases, but we talk to them, and we're going to give them, you know, X number of games. I don't think that's how this is going to play out. I think it's, again, part of the process. This doesn't mean this is the only time that they will speak with him. I think they will depose him, they will download him, and then they will backtrack and double check and run things by different sources and with what they think they already know. And again, this is a different sort of case than most, because in terms of actual evidence, there really isn't any, right? It's just testimony. But even, you know, I think they're cognizant of when and where he was at different times, and there's a lot of sort of clues that are in his DMs or in his text messages, et cetera. And they'll continue to sort of gather string and information, and they're not going to be in a hurry, I don't believe, because a lot of this is driven by the media, and someone gets a hold of something, someone gets a hold of a recording of a conversation, someone gets a hold of a text string that wasn't previously known because it's from a burner phone or whatever, and all of a sudden, it sort of has new life, and there's a new scope to it, and there's other layers of complexity. So, yeah, I think he's going to be face a significant suspension. Yeah, if you made me pick a number, I would say it's between 6 and 8. I think it could be 8 that goes down to 6, something like that. But the Browns are going to have to prepare for sort of multiple situations, and the Browns are going to have to get Jacoby Brissett as ready as possible to play X number of games, knowing that the cavalry might be coming. But I think there's a dichotomy between the way Deshaun Watson is going to want to hit the ground running, whether he can or not, and the kind of offense they're going to have to run for Jacoby Brissett. And if they're having a little bit of success with that, but it's underneath stuff, it's all dink and dunk, it's all through the tight ends, I just wonder sort of what that's going to look like and how much they can change on the fly. It's going to be a weird, fascinating case study. I just don't buy that this is a breakthrough year for the Browns. I think this is a get over, figure it out, try to survive, hope the owner doesn't fire us year. And I think Deshaun Watson with a full regular offseason next year, if that is the case, will be much more viable in terms of making the Browns maybe more viable in the AFC than I think this year is going to be.
Look at that. Another team. The Jets have just vaulted over in the rankings. Oh, my goodness. He's on Twitter, at Jason Lock and Four.
That's not another realm of possibility. I mean, it's a stretch, but it's not impossible.
A couple of months, you're going to be on with this. You're going to be saying, hey, the Jets are a top 10 team.
12 wins. Exactly. Take the over.
Oh, hey. Don't sell them short. I mean, it could be more than that. Get
13.
To 14 or 15.
There you go. Yeah. If we do this another 30 seconds, it'll be 17-0.
Oh, take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you guys next week. Thank you.
See you, Jason.
Awesome. There you go. Another 30 seconds, we'd have the Jets undefeated. Think about that.
He was. You were beating him into submission.
I was. Like, I was.
If I just say 17-0, can I hang up?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, you know, Mike, I really want everyone to understand something from tonight, because it needs to be said, and I think we need to change how certain events are covered.
Okay,
you with me so far?
All
right. Now I'm
all for it. Like, now that we all have phones and we can cover everything, some bands, when you go to a venue, say, please, no flash photography. Keep them in your pockets. Let's enjoy the experience together. Others say, hey, let's have a galaxy of stars and let's see them all out there. I mean, you've got very different experiences. I had that within a week. So there,
listen,
you go.
If you watch that What's Happening episode with the Doobie Brothers, you know how to act at a concert and what not to do. But Steve Aoki, who is famous as a DJ, influencer, online personality, threw out the first pitch tonight at the Red Sox game, also alongside Lech Walesa. So kind of an eclectic group of people throwing out the first ball tonight.
Going back to the Polish leadership.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big... Okay, Steve Aoki and Lech Walesa, great. So Aoki's
first
pitch.
Was he at the card show, too?
Ooh,
because there was a big card show at Fenway, which is this weekend, which is what
maybe
Aoki was there as part of.
Oh, I thought you meant Lech Walesa.
He's got a trading card shop.
I bet
Hollywood.
I bet Lech Walesa's got trading cards. Like
he
you
might.
Know, world leaders. You know, who do you have? Do you have your Lech Walesa rookie card from the first year that he ran? I mean, maybe you have that.
I mean,
first
I
year
had
in office.
Him sign a ball.
I mean, really, that's got to be worth a lot of money.
No question.
If I had a Teddy Roosevelt first, you know, rookie, you know, first year as president, you know, because he was president for like 45 years, I think that's got to be the T206 of the presidential world or the world leaders world. I
like the way you're thinking. I mean, there are world leader cards. I mean, they put them in the Allen and Ginter product, and they've been popular for years. I've got some 1960s art cards that are portraits of world leaders.
I have a Dumbledore card. I have, you know, I'm trying to collect all the house.
Yeah, but he can't just stick around forever, so he's not there.
But Aoki's first pitch, which has gotten a lot of attention because he sails it 10 rows into the stands, right? He starts from behind the pitcher's mat or behind the rubber, and he has his horrible motions up, and he throws it into the stands. And already I've seen a lot of websites about, was this the worst first pitch than Fitty sent? Was this the worst for what people have to understand? Just understand this now. It's not a worst first pitch when this is what you're trying to do. Because what athletes and entertainers have understood, if you want to gain attention, if I throw a really craptastic first pitch, people will talk about it. And I will gain relevancy, and it will become something they come back to. Rather than just, I go out there, I throw the first pitch, I shake hands, I wave to the crowd, I walk off. People do it on purpose. That Fitty Cent did his pitch on purpose. This was done on purpose just to get it. If I throw it into the stands, people are going to pay attention to me. I'm going to throw the worst I possibly could. Just know that this isn't about, oh my God, this person's so untalented. If you could throw the ball into the stands from the back of the pitcher's mound, you can throw a baseball. All right? Don't tell me for a second you can't if you're throwing it that far. If you can't throw it far, it's one thing. But the fact you throw it that far, yeah, this is all done on purpose to get attention. Just get that this is in all bad first pitches. No, it can't be a bad first pitch, worst ever, when this is what you mean to do. This was a desired outcome by Steve Aoki.
No, and that's the problem, is that now this is the effort to, how do I get into the medal stand? So when they do the video clips or the countdowns or polls of worst first pitches of all time, I can get on there. You also get a Topps trading card because they do first pitches.
Oh, so that's right.
There'll be an Aoki card as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we've got to get that one.
I've got a McLemore in a Seattle Mariners uni. So.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, Mark McLemore? No. Got it. Hey, we'll tell you who's going to the NBA Finals coming up next, Fox.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.